Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And on the line now, man, nobody is coming up with better takes on sports in this city than WIP's own and the Enquirer.com elite columnist, Mr. Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, everybody.
All right, Marcus, why you have already established via Twitter and elsewhere that you do not think it's possible for Ben to come back and play in this city. Could you please explain why you feel that way?
Ben who? Who are you talking? Oh, Ben Simmons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a modestly accomplished athlete, and I've been around athletes, professional athletes, for 31 years. You will never hate an opposing player more than you hate a teammate who costs you money. You will never despise someone for as long as you will despise a teammate for making you lose and doing so unequivocally. There is not a single person in the Sixers organization right now who isn't furious at Ben Simmons. And the ones who are most furious are probably the staffers who get bonuses for working longer. But the teammates of Ben Simmons know that they should be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And a lot of those teammates who, if they get to the NBA Finals, will make more money over their careers. And I say this all the time. These are professional athletes. The profession requires that you make money. Winning helps, but making money is the bottom line. And he costs them money.
Interesting way to look at it. I'm just, Marcus, as somebody who, as you just pointed out, has seen a lot of sports for a long time. What was your reaction in the moment when you watched Ben Simmons pass up a dunk that would have tied a game seven with 3.5 minutes to play? What were you thinking in that moment?
It was really pretty mixed. You know, I'm known as one of the most sensitive, soft, empathetic people in the sports scene.
I actually
felt a little sorry. Like, how thick in the head do you got to be to not dunk that ball? Like, how fractured do you have to be mentally? How psychologically twisted do you have to be to not take that ball up because you think Danilo Gallinari is going to block it from the backside? I mean, really, that was my immediate reaction. Like, this guy is really messed up. And then it was kind of like disgust and, I don't know, indifference. Because it's really hard to care for a team, and I don't really root for them to win, but I like to see basketball played well. It's hard to care for a team with a player like that and with teammates who allow him to be a player like that and with a coach who allows him to play like that, especially since 24 hours before, I suggested to the coach that Tyrese Maxey start either in place of Ben or alongside him. And let's remember that Furkan Korkmaz was horrible too. And the coach said, I'm not even going to answer that question. Well, the question was answered.
No, it's more than that. You did say you wanted Maxey to start that game. I couldn't believe this. This is a headline for Marcus 4 days ago, before Game 7. Marcus Hayes wrote, soft Sixers shame Philadelphia, a town known for toughness. That's before what happened in Game 7. You already saw this. You already saw it in front of you, Marcus. You saw it before it happened. You knew it was going to happen again.
I picked the Hawks in 7
he did.
Before the series began because I thought that Joel Embiid either wouldn't play or would wear down, and I knew that the Hawks were well-coached enough defensively by Nate. This is not a – I don't know that there's two good defensive players on the team, but this team is coached well enough by Nate McMillan defensively, and that's kind of what turned their season around, to amplify the deficiencies of Ben Simmons. And that's what happened. I mean, I think I had a shift on WIP on Sunday with Rob Ellis, and again, I was asked, who are you picking? I said, I'm picking the Hawks because – what's going to happen is they're going to neutralize Ben even more than he neutralizes himself, and Joel's knee is going to wear out.
Wow. He did wear out. All right, Marcus, here's the next thing I'm really curious about. Correct me if I'm wrong. You covered the Eagles for who, for what, right? You were actually –
oh, yeah, I was there.
All right, here's the thing. Because that is the only good example of cowardice I could come up with right off the top of my head. How does for who, for what, first game of Ricky Waters' short career in Philadelphia, how does it compare that what we saw at 3:30 to go in the game with Ben Simmons?
It's completely inconsequential comparatively. Number one, I mean, I don't ever blame anybody for alligatoring something over the middle with the kind of pass that Ricky Waters was dealt. I mean, that was self-preservation. And number two, Ricky Waters was a Pro Bowler 2 or 3 times after that and was by far the best player on the team and played hard. You know, that was an outlier for Ricky Waters, who says lots of dumb stuff or said lots of dumb stuff, but played really, really hard and was really, really good. I mean, Ricky Waters was better at his job than Ben Simmons will ever be at his job. I mean, Ricky Waters was elite. Ben Simmons is incomplete. So no dunk is way worse than for who, for what.
Can you think of any example of cowardice that rivals no dunk?
Carson Wentz requesting a trade before his second, before the second game he'd been benched.
Okay, that's pretty good, Nick. That's
I mean, that fractures an entire franchise for years.
Yeah,
that's and Carson Wentz might have had to go back in and play. Ooh. What Ben Simmons did cost them a playoff run. What Carson Wentz did might have cost them a season.
Okay. All right, let me get – there's another example. I really got to get your take on this. So Doc Rivers, who originally was smug about the idea of not playing Ben, you really got him for that, Marcus. Then after that, he said after they had lost Sunday, he started to question whether Ben could be a point guard. And then yesterday, 24 hours later, he said this.
I know exactly what we want to do.
He's got a plan now after 24 hours for Ben. Marcus, what's that about? What's your interpretation of the coach saying, I got this figured out now, we'll take care of it?
I think he probably talked to Daryl Morey, the general manager, who isn't the greatest Ben fan, as we all know, and convinced – but Daryl Morey convinced him that, look, I can't move this guy. You got to fix him. You got to fix him. You got to repair him. We've got to do some PR work with Ben. So, you know, when he goes back onto the floor at Wells Fargo that, you know, he isn't, you know, pelted with debris. I mean, that act of cowardice will be very, very hard to live down, but they're going to spend the next 4 months trying to pretend it didn't happen, diminish it, minimize it, justify it, and make him a better player. I got no problem with Ben Simmons being a better player back here in Philadelphia. I have a huge problem with Ben Simmons saying, I am what I am, it is what it is, for 4 years, and pretending that shooting the basketball is irrelevant to playing basketball.
But Marcus, you're kind of suggesting that you still think Ben might be fixable. You do?
I think Ben's good. I think Ben would be a Hall of Fame power forward. Ben's way more talented than Draymond Green or Dennis Rodman. And let's be honest, that's who he is. And both of those guys had roles. You know, I mean, he's not an untalented player. He's not a dumb basketball player. He's a brilliantly talented player and a really smart basketball player with one glaring fatal flaw. If you can diminish that flaw, if you can minimize how it affects the rest of the players on the court by limiting the number of his touches and making him a, you know, I guess getting him to be a 65% free throw shooter, Ben Simmons is a valuable player and maybe an all-star.
But Marcus, you're saying you don't think he can come back here. How can you equate the two things you're saying here?
Well, I'm not advocating for him to come back here. Right. What I'm saying is I think it might be inevitable that he comes back here because I don't know that you can trade him for nothing. I don't know that they're willing to trade him for nothing. So my suggestion to the people listening and to you guys is brace yourself for another iteration or addition of Ben Simmons, and there is improvement to be made, and there is value in him.
But hasn't the problem always been, Marcus, that they haven't been able to talk him into taking the ball out of his hands?
Exactly. That's the problem.
So that's
no Rhea. Here's the problem. They haven't been able to talk him into anything.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's
sorry,
it.
My bad.
He's a bonehead. I don't see why you would change now. What makes us think he's going to do it? I don't think he ever cared that much, honestly.
I think he cares about having one. I think he wants to be the guy in the sunglasses, in the convertible, with the girl, looking great, and being popular. That's what I think he wants. What Joel Embiid discovered this year is in order to be that guy, you got to be something very different on the way. You have to be humble. You have to work on your game. And you have to play without fear. Joel Embiid is a self-promoter. Joel Embiid is an immature guy, even today, much more mature than he was. But Joel Embiid is humble enough to know I have to work to get better. I have to make changes. And I don't know that I've ever seen it. This sounds ridiculous, maybe, as an all-star for 2 years, but Joel Embiid made the kind of jump this year that you rarely see in sports, and he's right. He can get a lot better. He's doing a lot of what he does on raw talent still and not knowing his limitations. When he figures out his limitations and polishes his game, which is still very raw, Joel Embiid's going to be something we've never seen, and he might already be that. Ben Simmons needs to find that out, needs to discover that. But there's a very good argument that he never will.
I got to tell you, Marcus, you always surprise me. That's what I love about Marcus Hayes, both on WIP and at theacquire.com. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it, bud.
All right. Have a good morning, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.